2 weeks from today, we will be having a service, a live service here that you can attend. Hallelujah. Somebody type in hallelujah. We'll have one at 9:30 and we'll have one at 11. And so we'll let you know more about that. We will have our chairs spread apart. There will be nothing that you can touch. All the doors will be open. And then also we'll have all kinds of sanitation and things like that. But we think it is so important to be together in community. And so as much as we like it's not as good preaching to no one. And we know the Lord hears and that you're there, but it's good to be in fellowship with each other. And so we are going to believe that God will do a now work. And it is legal by law to do that after the 15th. And so you'll see us on, I think that will be May 17th. And we're excited and we're encouraged that God is moving and that he will do a now work in your life. And so today's sermon is titled Submit, Don't Throw a Fit. And I like to rhyme my sermon titles. I work at Hope Extreme. I don't know, it's a nonprofit here with our Pregnancy Resource Center. So I sort of manage all those entities, Hope Extreme, Hope Restored, Hope Treasures. But because of the pandemic, I've written a couple of grants and done some things, but my life is very different. We had kids coming through the doors and people all the time. And we were doing Bible clubs. All of that has ceased. And so for me, it's just a different way to live life. And so I've been living life in our thrift store, Hope Treasures. And we had decided to open it with all of the precautions. And so about 2 weeks ago, there was this lady that came into our store. And I had a mask on. And she had no idea who I was. She had no idea that I was the manager of the store. Like, you know, over it all. We have a manager, but I'm actually running the place. And so I'm just like folding up clothes, and we had so many donations, like donations of everything, because everybody in a pandemic decides the best thing to do is clean your house. And so we had stuff outside the door. We have stuff inside of every cabinet, every place. And as we would open our doors, more stuff would come in. And so we are just like, I am working hard. I'm working hard. And she comes in the door and she starts rattling off. Well, I mean, I wish this thrift store was cleaner. Oh, well, and she starts going off about the high prices, and she says all these different things, and she has no idea that I'm the manager, like I'm in charge. And so I'm sort of hearing her talk about how bad we are and how dirty and disgusting and look at all this junk, and it's like the worst of the worst, and my heart is broken. It's like I wanted to tell the lady, like, lady, you have no idea what it is to be in charge of this whole thing during a pandemic. This has never happened. We have never gotten this many donations and this many things, and we're just trying to keep afloat. And in my mind, I'm trying to rattle off, like, we're trying to pay rent and we're trying to make the bills, and the insurance just came through and it was a ginormous bill, and if we don't open this thrift store, something's going to happen to us. And she was just going off, and underneath my breath I thought, wow, this leadership thing is hard. Because I couldn't say anything, because then if I say something and she says something, it ends up, you know, it's not going to be good. And so I just thought what it is to be in leadership, and then also what is it to submit to leadership. And I think Romans offers a beautiful example for us during these times. As believers, if we're going to live well during these uncertain times, we're going to have to live under the authority of the government. Now, I know some of you might already be stressing out, and my goal in this message is that you will have no idea what my opinion is, that you have no idea whether I go for Republican or Democrat or social, that you would have no idea, but that we would just look at a biblical example of what it looks like to submit to the leaders in our time. Now, this is not popular in culture. In fact, I find culture, because of social media, everyone gets an opinion. You can have an opinion on a blog you read. You could have read some doctor said this, and some scientist said this, and some hospital is doing that, and now we're all like thinking that we are professionals, and we've never even train a moment in medicine. And yet here we are, we think we know everything about government and everything about medicine. And this has been going on for quite a while. This is not just during our pandemic. And so today we want to look at the book of Romans, and we're going to look at chapter 13. Now, Paul writes the book of Romans to Christians. He writes them to Jews that have become Christians, and he writes it to Gentiles that have become Christians. And so he writes this letter to a very diverse group of people in their thought processes. He also, Roman was a culture in and of itself. So as people would come to know the Lord, and as people would come to hear the word of God and get saved, they were adding them to the churches, and it was a diversity of culture and ethnicity and the ways that they were thinking. And so in Romans chapter 13, the entire book is unifying us to Christ, but in chapters 12 through 16, it's unifying us to each other. In fact, Jesus prays before he goes on the cross in John 17, verse 20 through 22. He says, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through the message, that all of them may be one." Somebody type one or say one, whatever you feel comfortable. That we would be one. And then Jesus says, "Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." So one of the ways that we can show the love of Jesus Christ is to be in unity, to declare just as Jesus and the Father are one, so that we can be one with each other. And one of the ways that we can do that is submitting to leadership. So look at Romans chapter 13. Now, in your heart, you might not be a submissive person. I struggle with submitting. My husband would say yes. He's not listening, but he would say yes. And so for me, it's a struggle. Even whenever I was younger, if there was a rule, I'd like to break it. If there was a boundary, I wanted to push it. If there was a wall, I wanted to see how far I could go before I would get into trouble. And I know a part of my personality is still that way. I was driving the other night for a Facebook live feed, and my husband's like, "You know, you passed 3 stop signs and you didn't stop." And I was like, "But I rolled to a stop." And he said, "No, you didn't stop." I struggle with being submitting, but yet in Romans chapter 13, 1 through 7, it says, and Paul writes to submit, and he says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities." Now, subject, we don't see that word in American culture, but it's another word for submit. When we look at the word submit, submit to one another out of reverence to Christ, to esteem others as better than ourselves, to obey those who have authority over us, and most of all, to submit ourselves under the authority of God and his law. So the idea is that as we submit to the governing authorities or subject ourselves to the governing authorities, that honestly, we are submitting and subjecting ourselves to God. Now, I want to subject myself to the Lord. I want to subject myself to his promises. I want to submit to his word, because there is a covering that comes when I submit to the word of God and to the authorities. Now, look at chapter 13, verse 1. It says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God." I'm going to read that again. "Those that exist have been instituted by whom? By God." So in this letter that Paul's writing, Romans would have been underneath a very unique culture during the Roman Empire. It was not a democracy. There was no special friendship with Christians, yet we still had a legitimate authority. It reminds you that our Savior suffered under Pontius Pilate. It didn't say that he had a good time with Pontius Pilate. It said that he suffered underneath Pontius Pilate. In fact, the worst Romans of governors of Judea that they ever had. And Paul, who wrote this letter to the Romans, was underneath Nero. He was the worst of some people fulfill the word Roman emperor. And neither Jesus or Paul denied and the revealed authority that God had put them under. Now, this brings us to today's times. This verse doesn't ask if you're a Republican. It doesn't ask if you're a Democrat. It doesn't ask what country you're in. You know, some people are stricter quarantines than others. Some of us have a benefit that we can go to the local grocery store. I know our friends in Nicaragua, they have not left the house for 6 weeks. Their car has not moved, and they're there living there. And the government, if you walk out of the house, they will put you into detention centers. But that is the governing authority that are over our friends' lives. And so God has said that those that exist have been instituted by God. And that doesn't mean that they are godly. It just means that God has allowed leadership to exist so that we can dwell in unity. And so for us today, it doesn't ask what you read somewhere about something, what you think about something, or you've heard a voice. It merely says that the leadership that we have has been instituted by God. And in this, we are like Jesus, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, and we are like the apostles and Paul, who were subject under Nero. We have the same governing authorities. So look at verse 2. It says, therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. So again, God is setting up some parameters for the authority in our lives. Since God gave government authority, we are bound to obey them, unless, of course, it goes against something that the scripture preaches. And sometimes we will say, well, I need to do this or I need to do that, but it's not dishonoring to God. So whenever the authorities in our life ask us to worship another God, we would say no. Or if they ask to do something that would be against the will of God, we would say no as believers. But whenever that authority that God has put in place, whether that's your boss or your government or your job, that authority, if it is not asking you to do something against God, is put there by God, and it is a protection for you. Whether that is your husband, whether that is your governing authorities, whatever that is, God has put that into place. And so leadership is a way of protecting us. It is the responsibility that God has given to the leadership, and ultimately, no matter if they're a believer or not, they will stand before God. And the Bible says, as believers, the leadership will stand in harsher judgment because of it. So I have an umbrella right here. I know that, voodoo or whatever says you shouldn't open an umbrella in the house or in the building, but since we're going by the word of God, we'll just look at this really quickly. So I have this beautiful red umbrella. Okay, so it's not raining here. It's probably not going to rain at all today. It's not raining inside the building. But I thought of this illustration, right? So this umbrella is a protection to me. And whenever I am walking in the rain, or if I'm walking in the direct sunlight and I don't want to get a tan, the thing that I would do is I would place that umbrella over my head, and it would protect me from the sun. It would protect me from the rain. It would protect me from the elements. Now, here's the thing that you have to understand. Leadership does the same thing. Whether or not you agree with leadership, whether or not you think their opinion is the best opinion, the Bible says, by the biblical definition of submitting, is that when we submit to leadership, our government, our rulers, that we are actually submitting ourselves to the Lord, just like Jesus submitted himself under Pontius Pilate. And so this is a protection. And so whenever you submit yourself under the law, whatever that is, and I know that is changing every day, but even if you don't like who is in charge, maybe you're not about the president or the governor or those things, but I'm telling you, my friend, that is a governing and a protection over our lives. And so whenever you walk under that and you listen to the rules of the land and whatever is happening, God protects you, protects your family, protects your life, and you're walking around with the goodness of God. Now, I'm not saying to live in fear. fear. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be bold and courageous and that we shouldn't be doing all we can to tell others about Jesus. But what I am saying is that the leadership is protecting you. So here at Hope Community, we're going to follow exactly what the governing leaders say. If only 25% of our building can be occupied, only 25% of our building will be occupied. If we have to wear masks when we're working at our jobs, we're going to wear masks when we're working at our jobs. Why? Because there is a protection. God didn't ask you what your opinion was. He just said that you would submit yourself and subject yourself. And when you do, you're covered. Now look, go back to verse 2. It says this. It says, therefore, whoever resists the authorities or resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. So imagine if I would just throw this umbrella off and say, you know what? I don't need that umbrella. I don't need the protection that it offers. When I'm in the rain or in the elements, now everything is allowed to attack me. Attack my life. And the same is true when you do that with governing authorities. Whenever you say, well, I don't have to listen because, or those kind of things, government has authority from God. God has placed them. And just like he could place them like Pharaoh's, or he can displace them like Pharaoh, God can do the same. And there's just a blessing when you submit and you don't resist. Whenever you submit and you don't throw a fit. Leadership is hard. Why don't we pray for our leadership and ask God, God, give them wisdom. God, give them mercy. Instead of talking and yapping as believers, we should be praying for our governor and praying for our parish president and praying for our president and those in authority over us and asking that God do James chapter 5, give wisdom and because they need wisdom and they need protection. Even as you would pray for us in leadership here, we're making decisions that are hard, and we're having to hear from the Lord and ask that God would speak to us. There is a protection in staying within and submitting and not throwing a fit. Like the title of the message is submit. Don't throw a fit. We have kids, and sometimes they don't like listening to what we say, and so they will throw a fit. My youngest, she's good at this, and so she, you know, you tell her to go to bed, tell her to pick up the dishes, rah, 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 rah. And so she will go crazy nutso. Why? She doesn't like to submit to the authority of her mom and dad. But there's blessing in that. There's sleep in that. There's learning godly principles and picking up after yourself. And the reason why we gave her those rules is so that she would become better in the end. There's a governing principle. So when she would submit, in fact, remember the Ten Commandments, the one with the promise, honor your mom and your dad. And if you do, you'll get a long life. And so why? There's a protection. God comes over your life as a kid and protects your life. Maybe you're a young single person and you need the protection. Maybe you have a godly parent and your father is a protection to you. And so you're married to your husband. And then your husband becomes a protection to you. Or the leadership of the church becomes a protection to you. And they are not doing these things to hurt you. They are doing these things to help you. A good leadership will allow the blessings of God to fall on your life too as well. And so to say, you know what? I do want to honor God. So kids, if you're watching, there's a blessing in submitting to your parents. There is. God says it. He promises long life. Teens and young adults, there's a blessing of submitting. Even though you might think that you're a grown teenager, I'm just going to say you're not grown. I'm still not grown, and I'm 42. I wish I had someone, hey, telling me, hey, these things. So teenagers, be careful, because you want to submit to your mom and to your dad and to listen to the authority. They have a blessing in that. Adults, now we like to think adults that we have grown, that we have done something, that we don't have to listen anymore, but I want to tell you, there's a blessing for submitting and honoring and falling in line with those who God has placed over you, whether good or bad, whether you have a good boss or a bad boss. I've had both, and I've had to submit to both. Whether your boss is an election or elected official, we have good elected officials, and we've had bad, but to still submit underneath them, or to each other within marriage. Maybe you have a good spouse spouse or you have a poor spouse, but to still honor and respect because it's a biblical way to live in unity. My parents did this well in our house. They would submit to the leadership of church. And for me, I never heard my parents ever, whenever we became Christians, I never heard them talk about church leadership. We had some problems within our church. Some were more serious than others. I never knew that there was anything going on because the first thing that they thought was important is for me to love Jesus and for my sister and my brother to love Jesus, not to know about what their opinions were or what they thought. Now, if you're in a church and there is sin within the leadership of that church, then you just move yourself out. Or if God's calling you to another place, then you move yourself and then you go find someone else to get underneath that umbrella with and say, okay, I can live underneath that. So for churches, it's a little bit different because you're asking and saying, I want the protection and the blessing, but maybe you do move on. But for governing authorities, until that governing authority moves on, you're underneath the protection and the help that they bring. And so to look at your life and submit and not throw a fit. Look at verse 3. It says, for rulers are not a terror to good conduct. True? Like if you're not speeding, you're not worried about getting a ticket, but too bad. Would you have no fear of the one who's in authority? So he says, if you're doing the right thing, you have no fear. So whenever I have a face mask on while I'm working, I have no fear because I know that I am doing the right thing. So look at, keep on, it says, then do what is good and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God. Again, whether this person is an elected official or loves the Lord, he is still underneath God. God sees all things, he knows all things, and he's an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. So Paul's idea is that Christians should be the best citizens of all. I'm going to say that again. Paul's idea is that Christians, believers, should be the best citizens of all. In fact, in the book of Acts, there would always be these riots and these things that would go on, these people that were hurting each other. And the apostles would always say, hey, that's not us. Christians aren't to act that way. That's the unbelievers acting unruly. But the Christian life is lived under submission to the leadership that God has put over our lives. And so we're to be the best citizens. We're to work the hardest. We're to try our hardest and to do all things with excellence. Why? Because we are under the protection of God when we do. So when our boss is there, we work hard. When our boss isn't there, we work harder. Whenever the people looking at us are there, we work hard. When the people looking over us are not there, we work harder. And God says when you do that you are acting under the covering of God. Paul describes government officials as God's ministers. They have a ministry in the plan of all this just as much as church leaders do. Look at verse 5. It says, therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. So your conscience should say, am I listening to the authorities in my life, to those people that God has placed over me? For because of this, you also pay taxes. For the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay all to what is owed him. Taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, and respect to whom respect is owed. Honor to whom honor is owed. We must subject ourselves to the government or submit ourselves, not because we fear the government, because we fear the Lord, but because we fear that we don't want to walk under or out of the protection that God has given me. I'm telling you, this is the best place to live, under the protection of God, under the covering of God. And he's blessing me, and he's blessing my marriage as I submit, and he's blessing my family as I submit, and he's blessing our ministries as we submit to leadership that is over us even. And so as you're walking along, just enjoying the blessings and the presence of the Lord, because you are submitting and you're not showing a fit, because you know that this is right, not just for the leadership, but this is what God has called you to do. This is how to live biblically. Submit and not throw a fit during these times. As parish presidents and governors, and presidents are trying to figure out how to ease back into opening our borders and our commerce. Please pray for them. Please pray. Ask God to help you to understand these laws. And I'm not saying that you have to agree with everything that is happening. And you can have your own opinion. But at the end of the day, let's be the best citizens. Let's say, you know what? Like Paul said, we're going to submit ourselves to the rules of the land. And we're going to go through the phases together. We're going to pray for our leadership. And I promise you, not because of who is in charge, but because ultimately, God is in charge. There will be blessings in your life because you are submitting what God has put in place. And if we submit and not throw a fit in this arena, people will see the love of God. There will be a blessing in it for you and your family. And so today, as I close out the message, I pray that you will listen to the voice of God. I know this is hard, and I know we have been taught since almost birth for ourselves, my generation, we have opinions, we have rights to express those opinions, and you can have as many opinions as you want about everything, and we know that people do. But during this time, and even as we move forward into our future, to ask God, am I biblically looking at Romans chapter 13. Am I honoring God? Am I submitting and subjecting myself to the governing authorities? Let's take time to pray. I love what Victor said, as you close your eyes and bow your heads. As Victor was singing that song, "Here's my heart, Lord, speak what is truth." Sometimes we don't like to look at ourselves. We don't like to examine ourselves. And I, myself included, I don't like necessarily submitting myself, subjecting myself to someone else. But when I look at Romans 13, when I look at a biblical principle on how to live well during these uncertain times, God says, look at your heart, Tara. What are you submitting? Whom are you submitting? How are you honoring? And I'm going to tell you, if you have a family or people looking up to you, the way that you do this, people behind you will follow. They will submit and honor just like you submit and honor. I always would know this when someone would be talking. I've grown up with people who would talk about the churches that I've attended. They would talk about the leadership and the pastorship. And you could always tell, because not only did they say it, their kids said it as well. And most of the times, their kids never followed or honored the Lord because they did not submit themselves underneath the leadership. Today, I pray that you would look at your life, examine your heart, and say, am I submitting? Quit throwing out opinions. Keep your opinions to yourself, I would say, and to myself. Keep your opinions. You can hash those out. But then to look and say, let me submit myself to the Lord, to honor God, and to protect myself with His protection and His blessings. Let's pray. God, today, I pray that you have spoken a word into our lives. God, this is so hard for us because we're not used to being told what to do. But God, I see in Romans 13, God, that you have said to subject ourselves to governing authorities. And God, then we had examples like Jesus, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, and Paul, who suffered under Nero. And God, today, that's not even comparable. That's not even a comparable association. So help us as believers in Christ, Lord, just to honor the authority that is placed in our life, to respect the authority that has been placed in our life, whether that's here locally in our church, or maybe that's on a job, or maybe within our government, or maybe during this time of pandemic, Lord, that we would honor authority. And as we do that, God, that we would honor you. Help us to remember, God, that there is a great blessing that comes when we submit and not throw a fit. God, change our hearts. God, let us just open up our lives to you and say, God, whatever you want to do, speak to us, Lord. Here's our heart. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. We love you guys. We are going to see you really, really soon. Hey, check out that scripture. Maybe a couple memorize those. We encourage you during these times to do that and to encourage the Lord. We can't wait to see you in real life and in person. That's going to be in 2 weeks, and we'll let you know of everything else that goes on. We love you guys, and we'll see you absolutely really, really soon.